You can use layer diagrams to design your application's architecture and make sure the code stays consistent with its design. You can track work associated with your models by linking Team Foundation Server work items to model elements. This provides traceability between the models, the IDE, and the code, whether you're designing a new solution or updating an existing one. Let's refactor this application so that it is consistent with the design on the layer diagram. A layer diagram shows the permitted dependencies within a solution, which are mapped to layers. They are made up of shapes and relationships between those shapes. Layer diagrams allow you to do more than just describe your intended architecture. You can validate your code against a layer diagram to discover whether invalid dependencies exist. By including this step as part of your check-in and build process, you can more easily discover changes in your code that violate the design. We found some dependencies in the code that conflict with the design. The insert method in the order class makes invalid calls to methods of two other classes. On the layer diagram, the insert method is mapped to the business layer, which should not communicate directly with the layers for the two other classes. The business layer should communicate with the payment gateway layer instead. Layer validation showed us what is wrong with the code. So when we fix these conflicts, revalidating the diagram should confirm that we did the right thing. Looking at the code that is mapped to the payment gateway layer, we can delegate some of the insert method functionality to the process payment method. Let's create sequence diagrams so we can visually compare the high-level structures and call sequences for these two methods. We see these two methods are very similar with a few differences. Let's refactor the insert method to call process payment. We'll then run validation again to make sure that our changes resolve the dependency conflicts. In this video, we showed how layer diagrams help you describe an application's intended architecture and how you can use layer validation to see where your code conflicts with the design. We also showed how you can use sequence diagrams to see the method flow across different classes. To learn about using UML models to describe your architecture, see the related video.